Latif means to be kind, caring, and compassionate. It also means to be elegant and to show attention to details. For example, if you have a look inside a mechanical watch, you will notice that the watchmaker has put so much attention to detail because they care a lot for it. First, they start with planning and how the watch should look and work. Then they choose the materials and finally put it together. They make sure every spring, every screw, every wheel and other parts are put in their exact place to create a unique movement of the parts. They go through so much effort, time and hardship, and they care so much for the details, even minute details. This would be Latif. When we say Allah is Al-Latif, it means He is extremely kind and extremely caring, with perfect attention to detail in a way which no human can comprehend. For example, if you look at the eye under a microscope, you will see the perfect detailed attention which has been extremely cared for in a way that is difficult to analyze completely. The sclera is the supporting wall of the eyeball. It helps maintain your eyeball shape and protects it from injury. The cornea is your eye's clear protective outer layer that helps focus light that enters the eyes, but you can hardly see it. Behind the cornea, we have the iris and the pupil. The iris can be of different colors and it controls how much light goes to the pupil. When there is bright light, the iris closes the pupil to let in less light. And when there is low light, the iris opens up the pupil to let in more light. Behind the iris is the lens, and it is clear and has no color. It allows the eyes to focus on objects at different distances. The retina holds millions of cells and senses light and creates signals to your brain so that it can understand what the eye is seeing. In the retina, it uses special cells called rods and cones to process light. How many rods and cones do you think your retina has? How about 120 million rods and 7 million cones in each eye? The eye has its own special bathing system. It's called tears. In the corner of each eye are the tear glands, which make tears. Every time you blink your eye, a tiny bit of tear fluid comes out. It helps wash away germs, dust, or other particles that don't belong in your eye. Tears also keep your eye from drying out. There are many other parts in the eyes, and there are more parts, and more parts, and more and more. Very difficult to analyze or even describe. Now we have just briefly described the eye. What about all the other body parts? What about your brain? How it thinks, how it functions, how it analyzes, stores information, retrieves information, distinguishes and categorizes the information in about 60,000 times of a second, and does it constantly. This is the brain that made the mechanical watch. Who gave the watchmaker's eyes to see and focus on those small parts? Who gave them the hands to work with? Everything in creation has been cared for and is so detailed with precise attention that the human cannot comprehend its wisdom and structure. This is all cared for by Allah Al-Latif. This is why some have translated the word Latif as subtle, which means it is very delicate and precise and difficult to analyze or describe. This is because it is difficult to analyze and describe the complete detailed care and attention Allah has put in things. How should we live by this name? 1. Be kind and generous to others. Make a special effort to look out for the poor, orphans, and the needy. But also make sure you are extremely kind and generous to your parents as well. 2. Look at the special care and perfect detailed attention in plants and in your surroundings. Reflect on them. Do you think they were created without a purpose? 3. Thank Allah. Thank Him because you can see. Thank Him because you can hear. Thank Him because He gave you a brain to think. Thank Him by obeying Him. 4. Allah has given you a body and a soul with so much detail, so take good care of them. Take care of your eyes by not watching wrong things. Take care of your ears by not listening to wrong things. Take care of your brain and use it to gain fruitful knowledge.